One thing have I desired. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. This scripture was spoken to me by the still small voice inside as I was walking this morning at daybreak. I was meditating on living in the kingdom of heaven rather than in my humanity, persona, which is the devil and speaks nothing but lies. I knew that I could choose between the human consciousness and the Christ consciousness once I am aware of my true identity, which is the Christ. I could either listen to the truth spoken by the still small voice, or I could listen to the lies spoken by the carnal mind, which was destroyed on the cross, but which still speaks to those who believe it to be reality. To dwell in the house of the Lord is to fulfill Psalm 91, to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, to abide under the shadow of the Almighty, to know that God is my refuge and my fortress, and that it is in him that I trust. In other words, it is to remain in the Christ consciousness rather than in the human consciousness or carnal mind. Of course, this is impossible until I am born again, recognizing that I am spirit born of God, created in righteousness and true holiness, not a human born of a woman conceived in sin and shapen in iniquity. That one is only a persona that I took upon myself when I believed that I was separated from God and came under the law in my attempt to be loved and accepted by God. Yes, that is the one thing that I have desired and sought after, to dwell in the same consciousness that Jesus dwelt in. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. I understood clearly that I don't want to do the works that Jesus did. I want to dwell in the consciousness where those works are done automatically. Anyone who touched the Christ consciousness of Jesus was automatically healed without his doing anything. The same was true of Peter and Paul. Jesus said it himself, "It is my Father within that does the works." Jesus didn't heal anyone. He just had the consciousness that he was one with his Father and prayed in John 17 that we would have that same consciousness. That consciousness, light, when touched by anyone, automatically dissolved the darkness problem they were experiencing. I understood that it is only the human consciousness, carnal mind, that wants to heal people, that wants to serve God and work miracles. For it is only in the carnal mind that sickness can even exist. We never see Jesus acknowledging the reality of disease or even sympathizing with a sick person. His compassion for them was shown when he demonstrated that their sickness, and even death, had no reality, by healing them and raising them from the dead when they, or those intimately connected to them, touched his consciousness. We see this beautifully illustrated in the woman who was stooped over for 18 years from what modern medicine, the wisdom of men, would probably call osteoporosis or rheumatoid arthritis. Jesus didn't say that the problem was in her genes or caused by loss of bone mass. No, he said that she was bound by Satan, the carnal mind that is the father of all lies, and deserved to be loosed from that bond even on the Sabbath day, when the ruler of the synagogue said no one should even seek healing. That the carnal mind, Satan, the devil, is the cause of our oppression is confirmed by Luke, who was himself a physician, in the book of Acts. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We are anointed with that same Holy Ghost and power, and God is also with us. We are therefore without excuse. We can have the one thing that we desire. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. I can dwell in the house consciousness of the Lord, not just now and then when I am feeling spiritual, but rather all the days of my life. Then will I behold the beauty of the Lord, not the ugliness of the persona that I have created. And I can do it through this temple body. Know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. I can inquire, search for, seek out, and find that as I continually dwell in that Christ consciousness, the house of the Lord, that consciousness will break forth into what all creation is waiting for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Then, and only then, will the kingdom of God come into this earth as it already is in heaven, for now God's will is being done. After this manner, therefore, pray you, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.